Sailing under a modified Jolly Roger, Paul Watson's small volunteer fleet has spent the past 33 years doing their best to block and confound commercial whaling operations, wherever they can find them. But Watson says whales are just the tip of the biological iceberg that his Sea Shepherds organization is working on, the preservation of biodiversity in the world's oceans.
We as humans are intimately connected to life in the oceans, and we're diminishing biodiversity in the oceans at an alarming rate. And the simple fact is if the oceans die, then civilization collapses and we all die. So it's really a question of survival.
Watson, who will speak at Sonoma State University tomorrow night, was one of the founders of Greenpeace, but eventually split from that group because of his determination to directly confront what he sees as the modern-day pirates who are pillaging sea life in contravention of international law. He characterizes Sea Shepherds as an anti-poaching organization.
We have all the rules, the regulations, and treaties and laws we need to protect our oceans. The problem is the lack of political and economic will to enforce these rules and regulations. And we're simply going out there and doing the job that the government should be doing, which is upholding international conservation law.
Doing this has proven both controversial and dangerous, and has frequently brought Watson and his crews into conflict with governments as well as fishing fleets. But even though they operate without any official sanction, he insists they carefully stay just within the law.
In 33 years, we've never been convicted of a felony. We've never been sued. We've never injured anybody. So the fact is that we're not breaking the law. Governments are supporting corporate operations and pirate operations that are breaking the law. You know, I was given a lecture at the FBI Academy in Quantico a year ago, and one of the FBI agents said, well, you know, Sea Shepherd's walking a very fine line when it comes to the law. And my answer to him was, who cares how fine it is as long as you don't cross the line? We haven't crossed that line.
Among his many provocative pronouncements is Watson's assertion that whales are more intelligent than humans.
We measure intelligence by our ability to manipulate technology, but I happen to measure intelligence by the ability to live in harmony with the natural environment. By that criteria, most species are more intelligent than we are.
More significantly, he contends, we need to recognize that many other smaller species are far more important to sustaining life on planet Earth than people. Earthworms, for instance.
Worms can live on the Earth without us, but we can't live without them. We need them. They don't need us. There are certain creatures on this planet that are absolutely necessary for our survival. I look at it this way. We're on a spaceship hurtling through space, and there's two types of species on there. There's the passengers and the crew. And the crew that run this ship, that keep it going, are everything from the bacteria through the insects and the worms, the honeybees. They keep everything going. We're just the passengers having a good time.
In recent years, Sea Shepherds have been working closely with the government of Ecuador to protect the rich marine habitat around the Galapagos Islands, where they've intercepted tons of illegally harvested shark fins. But defending whales remains their most visible campaign, in part as a publicity strategy to call attention to the diversity issue.
Over the years, whales have certainly become an icon for what's happening to the oceans overall. People do recognize that they're intelligent, they're very socially complex, they're the largest creatures that have ever lived. And if we can't save something as magnificent, as incredibly intelligent and beautiful as the great whales, how are we ever going to save the fish or the plankton?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.